needs. 3 days later.
Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please? 38355. 38355, thank you.
Yes.
First and last name, ma'am?
Lily Bowers.
I'm sorry?
Lily Bowers.
And you said zip code.
Hello?
Repeat your zip code one more time.
38355.
Thank you. Do you have an order with us, ma'am?
I thought I canceled it, but you put it back in my bank account one day and took it out the same day again.
I'm going to try to pull up an order because I'm not pulling any order for you.
Huh?
It doesn't show that you have ever called in with us on this number.
What? On this number. This is another phone. I'm on my phone looking at my bank account.
Yes, but it doesn't. We don't have records that you have ever called in, and I don't have a record with your number. That's what I'm saying. Not even with your first and last name or your zip code.
Are you serious? Now, how come they're taking out my bank account?
My last option to try to pull up an order, ma'am, will be with your card information, and that'll be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. If we're billing you, it will pull up that way. But I cannot provide you with no information until I have an order pulled, because I am just a customer service agent at a call center, ma'am.
This is not right, because you put it back in my bank account on the 29th, and then you take it back out on the 29th.
But I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We have more than 300 companies. I can't provide you with no information if I don't have an order pulled.
Well, why did the other people that I talked to at this number, they put it back in my bank account?
I don't have records that you have ever talked to somebody, ma'am.
Well, I talked about three or four damn people. I'll get a hold of my bank tomorrow, and I'll let them deal with your ass.
Give me one moment.